rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There are times that you make a mistake of getting too deep with someone you don't know. And I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun Podcast. Thank you for listening. I took a hiatus. I'm so sorry. But sometimes you make the mistake of getting too close and too deep with people that you're like not even should not be close with or deep with. Like people you barely met. You like hung out with them like once or twice. Like this is not okay. And it's dangerous. There's danger. I'm here to tell you about the danger of doing that. Get on the flow because you're not being careful. I don't know why I'm singing. I don't know why I'm in a singing mood today because you are, you know, you're here, you're listening, but you also keep arriving to the same conclusion when you do that. When you get too close to people you should not be close with. You know what that conclusion is? Yes, you do know what that conclusion is because you keep arriving there. And it's the fact that you keep losing people. You keep fearing that. And today we're going to try to work through that. We're going to, you know, do a little bit of self-actualization. Hallelujah. No, but we are going to be doing self-actualization, but not in the Christian faith. That was just a T.S. Madison thing. Anyway, your divinity, you know, cannot be contained in this physical reality. So, you know, let's get into it. So just like imagine yourself driving around in a fucking quarantine alone. It's the apocalypse, you know, it's the corona apocalypse. And you're driving around town in your white hat and you're just like giving away free shit. And you get to the end of your, you know, your little task for the day, feeding zombies and things like that, making sure everyone's good, you know. And you get to the end of your journey and then you realize that like you have not received not nothing in return. And not that you were like asking for anything, but like it would have been like really nice. But that's something you find it's a situation you find yourself in a lot, especially during times where we have to be isolated. You kind of start thinking like, damn, I do so much for so many people and nobody does anything for me. But you know, that sudden realization, you know, maybe you're just fucking crazy. So like you suddenly realize something like that. And then the first thing I would do is I would think I was fucking crazy. Like, Devon, get your shit together. You do not do that with people. Like if you give something away, like you're supposed to fucking give it away and let it go, like let go and let Marmaduke or whatever the fuck. And maybe, you know, you're just fucking crazy. Why would you give something away freely and then expect something in return? You're dumb. Like, you are a gutter butt trollop. Like, you're stupid, goofy movie looking ass bitch. That's what you are. But are you really crazy? I don't think so. I think it might be normal. That's what I think. But, you know, continuing on with our little thought experiment, like after reflecting on something like that, you eventually realize that you were inclined to give away, you know, not material things, but just like, think about just like emotional things. Like, you get close to people, you seek opportunities to get close to people. Like, why do you do that? Like, you seek opportunities, like your natural inclination, you know, seems like, oh, my natural inclination is to be hurt. No, your natural inclination is to be open and just like loving and willing, and people don't reciprocate that. And we know, and through just like the simple, like there's a book called like Love Languages, like people share and receive love in various ways. And the way that you share and receive love might just be different than some how other people share or receive it. So eventually you realize that you're doing all of this, getting close, because you want it to be loved back. You want it to be cared for back. And nothing material, nothing that costs anybody anything but like a moment of their fucking time, a thought, a wink, a prayer, something. Golly, like, people are so fucking selfish, like, gosh. But literally, reciprocation is more, you know, it means more when it comes from somebody you didn't just meet. It does mean more when it comes from somebody that you truly open up with. And sometimes you feel like you make a mistake. At what point do you close up? But if you close up, then you really don't have no options. Like, the answer was always no. So the answer was always no if you never ask. So why do I have to keep asking, girl? Like, what's going on, honey? Those feelings, the feelings that you want to be shown back to you, they come from a place deep inside. Like, deep inside you, like deep inside of your psyche, like deep in places deeper than your deepest deep. There are places that you can access, that people access all the time, that are more relaxing and deeper than your own deep sleep cycles. There are multiple parts, multiple levels of your spirit. You may feel shame, disgust, embarrassment. You know, you might feel like you're being stared at, you know, just kind of like you're talking and people are just like, wah, wah, and people are just looking at you because they don't understand you. They're just staring, blank stare at you. Or that you're just a walking eyesore, you're walking on eggshells or something like that. Like, why do people not fucking respond in the way that I expect them to? It's so weird. But it's normal. It's normal to feel like that. You know, like, oh, I'm a walking eyesore, like, oh, like, all eyes on me. Like, it feels weird. Like, that awkwardness is normal to feel like that. Especially when, like, people just, all they give you is, like, a cold stare. You know, dead eyes. I'm, like, unwilling to share any sort of emotion. Like, it is really awkward. So, what are you going to do? How are you going to combat this like draining ass behavior that people display? Well, you've mainly combated it by just forming superficial relationships, which are fine. And they never fucking last, though. And I would say the fake friendships and the fake relationships hurt more. They kind of make you feel like shit because it's just like, oh shit, like you do all of this, it's just fake. And then it's like taking a Xanax. Like, I fucking hate Xanax. Because you take this medicine, you feel like $1 million, and you feel a rise, and you just ride this wave, and then you just gently fall back down to direct reality, and everything is shit. And then when you wake up, it's not only the same, it's clearly the same. Like, it is like, oh my God, it is like clear as day. Like, all, any sort of haziness that I had about my reality has now been washed away by the contrast of being on Xanax. And that's why I don't take that shit, but that's what friendships are like to me. The fake ones anyway. And I'm not going to tell you to look forward to the future. Like, you're looking for everything will be all right. Like, that's what the Clark sisters do. Okay. Like, this is not the Clark sisters. We're not going to just like damn you to hell and just like, don't think about it. It's fine. Like, everything is going to be fine, guys. Like, that's not what we're going to do. I'm not going to tell you to look forward to the future because that's pretty much irrelevant. It's irrelevant because it's not reality yet. And you probably don't even have like dreams or aspirations to follow in the first place. You are completely lost, I would say. But you still feel deeply grateful for having a place in this reality. That's what depression is. It's weird. You feel the pride of your good actions. You know, it feels good to help people. It feels good to open up. But there's a flip side to all of that. And that doesn't have to like change the fact that you need to find a way to foster relationships with other people. And especially ones that don't leave you alone and empty. So how do you do that? You do that by cultivating your life force energy. So imagine a situation in which you are constantly finding or searching and searching and searching externally for things that you need and want. But the gag is that it's already exists inside of you in a trace amount, and all you have to do is call it forth. Coronavirus, call it forth. You can do what pastors do. You know how they say, speak it into existence, literally, but you don't speak it outside of yourself. You speak it inside of yourself through cultivation of life force energy. What is life force energy? Oh my God, I'm so glad you asked, because it's so cool. The life force energy is something that we've touched on before. We've touched on it by talking about crystals and talking about nutrition and like meditation and stuff like that. But we've never really had a true application of like, why is it relevant to you today at this juncture? Well, life force energy, I stumbled upon it randomly. All of these things I've stumbled upon. Like, I've never like planned anything. I just kind of just was like in the universe and I was just like, oh my God, new shit reveals itself to me all the time. And there are reasons, you know, there's reasons why, you know, there's the brain and there's pattern. We're pattern recognition machines and all that kind of shit. If you listen to my show, you already know how I feel about all this shit. But about our ability to recognize patterns, but it's not for like, because just for the sake of recognizing patterns, it's because it's important to our spirit, our soul development. Hallelujah. Anyway, what is life force energy? I'm going to stop being blasphemous to Christian. Sorry. Life force energy. So my definition, based in with evidence, and I have sources and all, Bruce Lipton, I stumbled upon it by reading The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. He is a PhD geneticist, whatever dude. And he figured out that these organizing forces, that we are underneath some invisible hand that we might call God or might have always known intuitively was called God. That force right there, girl, that like organizes, like, so you have like your cells and your DNA and your, you know, your fluids and all that kind of stuff. But why is it in that? Why does it look like a man, though? You know, like this, you could have any combination of any of these particles, but why does it look like you? You know, why does it look like Devon or Sally or whoever? And that force, that literally puts it together, then gives it the form. Like, why is a triangle a triangle? Like, we know, like, the dimensions of a triangle, and we know, like, if you put, like, 3 6 together, like, this how you get a triangle. But, like, why is a triangle in the first place? Like, that thing, that God thing, that creation thing. So those organizing forces in the universe have been uncovered by expanding upon the current theories of quantum mechanics and quantum theories and theories of light and all that kind of stuff that Einstein and all those smart people came up with. And something very specific jumped out at me, just the connection, you know, we're pattern recognition machines. So I'm like, okay, interesting. We always talk about, you know, the alkaline diet. So let's take a new age thing, you know, like an alkaline diet, like you got to eat alkaline and da, 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 blah, blah, blah. And I personally don't seek out alkaline foods and shit like that because it's like our stomachs are acidic. So if we put too many alkaline things in our acidic stomach, then it overworks your stomach and then it produces inflammation anyway. So I don't understand. You have to create, you have to be mindful of balance. That's what I've learned about being alkaline and stuff. But I do only drink spring water. I try to only drink spring water, and that has made a huge difference on like being sick and stuff like that. But because alkaline things, certain viruses and whatever cannot exist in alkaline environments. And I've been testing it just anecdotally and it seems to be working. But anyway, pH, for instance, like why the fuck are we even looking up alkaline foods? And I think it's because we don't understand the definition of pH. So like, I'm just going to Google it right quick because I don't really know it either, but I know it doesn't mean fucking what we think it means. So what does, I'm typing pH mean? I'm like, I'm in a movie like, oh, dear John, dear journal. Like, what does the pH mean? Let's go to Khan Academy. Let's just go to a good source. I think he's a good source. He teaches kids or something. Oh, that's definitely not. That's definitely not what I needed. No, that's a transcript. Somebody could have told me that Khan Academy was a fucking video. Let's go to somebody's government. Let's go to the USGS.gov. I don't know what you are, but we're going to do it. So, water source, water science. So, pH in water. So, we're just going to read right off from the government's website. What is this agency? U.S. Department of Interior. The U.S. Department of Interior states on their website, and I quote, the United States Department of Interior, might I add, because I've been blasting this all over the fucking world. Anyway, pH is a measurement of how acidic or basic water is. The range goes from 0 to 14. And the reason why this jumped out on me on social media was because people were like, oh my God, like eat lemons. It is a pH of 22. It goes from 0 to 14 with seven being neutral and all that good stuff. So pH of less than 7 indicate acidity, whereas pH of greater than 7 indicates a base. The pH of water is a very important measurement concerning water quality. So, pH, let me see what pH means. pH indicates, well, I'm trying to see what it actually means, because it means like percentage of hydrogen or something. It's some logarithmic unit. Let me see. Diagram of pH. Importance of pH. The pH of water determines the solubility. I'm so sorry. I'm looking up pH. In the biological availability of chemical constituents such as nutrients and heavy metals. For example, in addition to affecting how much and from what form of phosphorus it is most abundant in the water, pH also determines whether aquatic life can use it. So basically, what does pH mean though? Stand for pH. What does pH stand for? pH stands for potential hydrogen. The pH scale is a scale that is used to rank the basic or acidity of a substance. So the potential hydrogen, I didn't know that that's what pH stood for. And when I saw that, let me get back to my notes here. When I saw that, it was like, wait, it's like we talk about pH when in electricity, we talk about pH in our bodies, we talk about pH in everything, like everything is related to pH. And everything is linked to hydrogen in some way. And by looking at what binds hydrogen, like we know hydrogen like is important, but like why is hydrogen the way that it is? When you start looking at that question, you can sort of deduct that hydrogen itself has some sort of importance. And that's where the pattern came from. I was like, okay, like hydrogen is kind of important. And we use hydrogen in all kinds of ways. It's a gas, it's a solid, it's this, it's that. And when trying to understand why particles of hydrogen have unique structures or have unique behaviors, there's a specific scientist, his name is Ruggero Santilli. I think he was employed by the Department of Defense or the Department of whoever, Homeland or whoever, patents in the United States, because he has been able to manipulate the bonds between the atoms in that make one hydrogen particle or whatever it is. Like, I don't know what happens. I don't know what it is. I don't know what he means. Like, there's like electrons and shit. That's like all kinds of shit going on. He can break those magnetic bonds.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And you know what's released? Just like heat, like really good heat, clean, clean radiation with no exotic particles. Like, they're not smashing shit together. So he just like uses temperature or something. He uses all of these different factors. He manipulates gas in some way that he can break the magnetic bond of gas and get to the more foundational form of hydrogen. And it was so compelling that he had to look at, because he was looking at Einstein's theories and he was like, wait, Einstein's theories work? Like, yeah, like they're great. Like, thank you. But they only work in a vacuum and they only work if it can be reversed. So it's like if you walk two steps, like you're like, say if like somebody said like walking is only if you walk two steps and walk back the exact same two steps. Like that's the only way that you're allowed to move, and then you would never move. It's like, that is kind of what Einstein's theory was, just very like unfinished. It was like, okay, girl, like, thank you for like, that is a really great point. We will take it under advisement, but it's not, it doesn't give us the whole picture. And what Ruggero Santilli, I stumbled upon him because I was like, wait, hydrogen, why hydrogen specifically? And I don't know why he can break the bonds of hydrogen, but using temperature, he basically found the perfect temperature and pressure that breaks the bonds of hydrogen, and he patented it, so we don't know what it is. But while other nuclear, they use heat to smash it and shit like that. Or they use something else to smash things together that create exotic particles. But Ruggero Santilli indicated to me that he was able to do all of this. But I talked about it in the last episode. But it indicated to me that if he was able to break the hydrogen bonds, the magnetic bonds of gas, then like, what if we didn't break the bonds, but like we have the same bonds inside of us? So like that same power that he's releasing as steam, like he's creating like power, he's creating like an entire nuclear generator with like a one canister of gas. And we are like an infinite supply of that shit. And so we have the ability to, I don't know, use our power in some kind of way. There is a power. And when we say power, like the heat and stuff like that, our bodies work in a similar fashion to like a reactor. Basically, he created a new reactor where they break the bonds of hydrogen and we are bound together and composed, you know, we're bound together composing all particles that exist in the universe. We're bound together in similar way. And we're bound together also by magnetism, because it's like we know we have like skin that keeps us together. But like, why is our skin formed around our bones? Like, why are our bones that shape in the first place? And that force, our thing about us being the supreme being that we are, like we are conscious of it. So it's one thing to have the force, the life force, but it's another thing to be conscious of life force and be able, can you control life force? I don't know. You have to come back next week. We're going to just touch on like, is it possible to even control life force? Which it is. Emotions. That's why you can control it, because they're your emotions. Your emotions, you often get hot inside of your body or cold or whatever it is. Like your emotions move temperature and you sense things based on emotions, and then you start sweating. You have some sort of output of water and salt, and all of those things are a result of a chemical process inside of your body related to hydrogen and magnetism and shit like that that we don't understand, because we've never been taught about it, because we've just been talking about fucking atoms and neutrons and shit when we didn't know that there was something else, that you could break that shit apart and there's even more power in between those two things. Those neutrons and those electrons, if you break those apart, understand why those have a structure. And why, if you, in the quest of understanding why they have a structure, you realize that the structure can be broken quite easily by living beings. But it's a chemical reaction. Everything is a fucking chemical reaction. And that's why you feel like you want to open up to other people. It's chemical reactions. Your emotion, you're not having emotions for no fucking reason. You're having emotions for a very specific reason, and you should lean into it, even though it sucks. And I say lean into it because you've already called this self-organizing force God. You already think this is what is the end-all be-all for the universe, and this is just like the fucking like glue that's holding the shit together. Like, what is it? What is the larger scheme of things? You already call the self-organizing force God. It's inside of you and outside of you. This is what the Bible was trying to tell you, but you're too worried about people and places and things that it's talking about some sort of life force or some it's the force that binds and animates every single being and thing and movement in this reality. And you can gather it up. That's the best part. That's why it feels like church, because you can gather it up and it's yours to hold in your hand. It's why you feel disconnected from other people. And it's why you feel inclined to reach out to other people. Because this force, it wants to be bigger. It wants to unite. It's self-organizing. Everything is self-organizing into one thing. I don't know what that thing is going to be. I don't know if we want to do that, but that's what it is. You probably don't want to do that. But if you did want to do that, if you did want to like lean into this life force energy, how do you do it? It's all around you. It's inside of you. It's outside of you. Like if it's there, you just call on it. Yeah, you do actually. Actually, it's like it's super easy and you do it through meditation. And coming from somebody, you do it in multiple ways. But today we're going to talk about meditation and you do it through meditation. And meditation fucking sucks because as you can tell on this podcast, I'm like a little bit a lot and my thoughts are a lot. And when I meditate, it just all comes crashing down on me and then I don't know who I am. And so what do? Like I still, everyone has to meditate. You have to get to the place where you can calm your mind because you have the ultimate control. So what do? You want to access the part of your mind. There is a part of your mind where rest and relaxation is deeper than what you even know. If you've never meditated and fallen asleep, you've never understood that there is deeper sleep than deep sleep. And you have to practice accessing this part of your mind. And you have to practice accessing your executive functions. You have to practice and your executive functions, as the name denotes, is your bougie part, is your higher self, girl. And it's no different than who you are right now without it. But, you know, it's no different. It's not a supernatural part. It's just your calm part of your brain that's waiting for you to calm the fuck down so it can be confident and smart and quick and funny and, you know, all those parts of you that you wish you had, which you know they're there, that sometimes when you get drunk, it comes out or, you know, something, those parts, you can access those parts of yourself at all times. And you have to call your higher self down. You have to call help. And then that's where I also believe that's how you can also heal yourself too, if you believe. But that's like advanced like shit that I don't even really know if it's possible because I don't know if that's what humans should be doing. But anyway, you can rewire your brain by meditating. And I meditate using binaural beats. So you just go on YouTube. I have a subscription, so I don't watch ads. So there might be an issue with mid-roll ads that you may have to resolve by paying for something, but I think it's worth it. And you just type in, you know, gamma waves, pure gamma waves, binaural beats. And you can also say it into the thing because it's hard to spell. I always have to check it. I think I have to do auto check every time or auto complete, but you can just search for pure gamma waves or pure theta waves or pure whatever. Just try them all and see how you feel but you have to use headphones. It's because you're putting two different tones in either ear. And by doing that, it kind of fucks up your brain like for like 30 seconds. And then it forces your brain to create a coherent signal inside of your head. So it's hearing, like, say it's hearing 40 hertz in the left ear and 68 hertz in the other ear. And then in your brain, it creates a specific frequency. And then that frequency is related to, like, waking or sleep or some sort of thing about you. And then if you focus on that frequency, you create coherence a lot faster. You basically fall into a trance. And if you're not... And I still kind of fall asleep a little bit when I do it. So like you have to practice to not fall asleep. But when you don't fall asleep, you can, you know, kind of go within yourself and have a meeting with yourself. Like talk to your higher self. It's waiting. He or she is there. It's not a person. It's just you. But you need to do this all the time. You don't have to do it every day. Just do it as much as you want to. That's the thing. Like, just listen to your body and be like whenever I'm like agitated or whenever I'm confused or whenever I have a lot of stuff going on or whenever I have these thoughts in my head, like, oh, I'm just an eyesore. Like I'm walking around. Go put some meditation on. Go remind yourself And not for the simple fact of finding an answer or something. Just go remind yourself of who you are. And go, like, see the swirls around. Like, when you close your eyes, like, go look at the back of your eyelids and, like, look at it. That is your brain data. That is, like, if you were to, like, the Matrix, you know, like, the green letters going down. Like, that is basically your data splashing across your screen, the projector of your mind. And you need to go watch that fucking projector. Because the sum of your experience can teach you something. That's your higher self. Your higher self is basically the sum of everything you've been through. And it knows what to do next. Based on you are a human, so you have survival mechanism. So based on, like, very concrete things, like, your higher self knows what to do next based on what you've given it. Go talk to your higher self. That's what, also another thing that you could do. People use tarot. Tarot is not, and if you are new to tarot or something, just look at the images in the card. That's someone else's higher self reminding you, you know, through a collective consciousness. Those images are very specific, and you can go, if you can't think of an image in your mind, and that's why I'm grateful for, like, that's why I share all of this with you, because it's like comes naturally to me. I don't have to use higher powers or anything. Like, I just, it's already there inside of me. But if you didn't have images that you could create in your mind, because I just learned that some people don't have that ability to do that, I was like, oh my God, like, I thought that was everybody could, like, have an everyone has an imagination, but, like, not everybody does. And you can use images like tarot and runes and symbols like that, and you can meditate on those symbols. But I tell you that you have to practice all of this, because I want you to do something very specific when you meditate on these things. You have to pair your meditation with visualization. And I made the mistake of assuming that everybody can visualize it in their mind, and they can't. You need to, like, work on your nutrition and decalcify your pineal gland and shit like that. But and decreasing stress in your body, because I feel like all of these things are blocking you from being able to see yourself clearly. But you have to practice that with, you have to pair that and practice pairing meditation with images of who you dream you should be. Like, you have to give yourself a reminder about who you are right now, and also who you will be, and, like, not should or could or would or will. You have to visualize it like that is you. Remember who you are, but, like, you're a supreme being, so you can, like, remember, you're going to go see in the future who you are to remember what you're supposed to be doing real quick, right quick, you know? Stress. Stress, it limits your ability to even consider any of these things. So meditation, nutrition, and perturbations of ether. Those are my tips for you. Meditating, making sure that you get into your trance, whatever it is, wherever that, because it doesn't matter how you meditate. Some people use yoga. Some people do it silently. I can't do that. I feel like people are screaming at me. I feel like I'm a schizophrenic or something. I don't know. But I can use binaural beats, and I can get into my trance quickly, and I can go and convene with my higher self, and I can go fall into my consciousness and understand through the front door. Some people go to the back door. You know, they use acid and DMT and all that kind of shit. And you can go convene with your higher self then, but that's like coming through the scary basement. It's like, oh my God, like, I don't want to see the spiders first. I want to see the stained glass windows first. Like, come on, like, golly. But go convene with your higher self. And I swear those thoughts of being like, I'm not good enough, and like, I'm a fucking failure. You know, this man, Rogério Santilli, these smart ass people, this is where this stuff comes from. They're not just waking up because they have good genes and shit. Like, they just have closer access to their higher self. They can cultivate this life energy. You're going to be cultivating your spiritual energy. You have to start somewhere. This is how you do it. This is how you start planting the seeds of cultivation. This is how you find your purpose too. Rogério Santilli, he created a whole fucking thing, a whole new math. He called it Isomathematics. Isomathematics, hadronic mechanics. You know, he was his PhD man. And he found these new relationships between numbers and equations and reversible processes and irreversible processes. He was like, wait, Albert Einstein's smart, but like Albert Einstein's only smart in a vacuum. Like, what about like when you burn something, you can't unburn something. You know, like what happens to light then? You know, like what happened to the speed of light when you burnt that damn thing? Like, and it went somewhere else. Like, they could not explain that. And, you know, he considered environment as the cause of operations like motion. You know, your environment is the medium through which light travels. So therefore, we're not measuring light. We should be measuring the medium. We should be measuring the atmosphere. And that's what he figured out. He figured out that when you start measuring the fucking atmosphere and seeing, like, why does the atmosphere make the letter A or make a circle? Why does space create balls, basically? And, or whatever it is. And he figured out that, like, oh, it's magnetism. Okay, well, then can we stop the magnet? Can we just, like, we know how the magnets work on Earth. Like, can we stop it in fucking the same situation of, like, speed of light and shit? And he was like, bam, created a whole new reactor. It was, like, crazy shit. But how do you get to those moments of, like, clarity? How do you get to those moments of extreme intelligence? So you have to go talk to your higher self. There is no other way. You have to sit in a fucking quiet room. You have to take the ads off. You have to turn off the light. So you have to basically get a fucking eye mask, stopping the external light from coming into your fucking face, and just working with the light that's already inside of you. There's so much. Woo! Come on, somebody. There's so much power that resides within you. Oh, it's so exciting. What are you going to do today? Hopefully you're going to look up some binaural beats, maybe, you know, get on some supplements. You know, if you want some good supplements, I just started some Symbiotica supplements. I do not believe in supplements unless they are edible supplements. So, and I mean edible, like the form of it is, I can clearly understand how it gets into your cells. So anyway, thank you for listening. Please email me your thoughts. I want to know. Please, host@centersun21.com. Also, you can find me on Twitter @naturaldevon or devon.org. My name is spelled DVAUGHN.org. Thank you for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.